or more properly, its position was discernible through the wilderness of surge in which it was enveloped. About 2 miles nearer the land arose another of smaller size, hideously craggy and barren, and encompassed at various intervals by a cluster of dark rocks. The appearance of the ocean in the space between the more distant island and the shore had something very unusual about it. Although, at the time, so strong a gale was blowing landward that a brig in the remote offing lay to under a double reef trysail and constantly plunged her whole hull out of sight. Still, there was nothing like a regular swell, but only a short, quick, angry cross dashing of water in every direction, as well as in the teeth of the wind as otherwise. Of foam there was little, except in the immediate vicinity of the rocks. "The island in the distance," resumed the old man, "is called by the Norwegians Verg. The one midway is Moskva. That a mile to the northward is Ambaren. Yonder are Iflesen, Hoihum, Kjerdhum, Swaven, and Buckholm.